Because you can fell a tear, and that is with so many other things in our days that we have to say, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that you are afraid of death, but you are not afraid for Luther and for Calvin and Beeson. No. The language that made so much impression. Oh, you imagine, you realize that I think it was a short time ago that we were reading here in the church on Sunday night that last article of our confession, and then that language of that people. Oh, then you said, where you shall find it in our days? Where you shall find it now in our days? So anointed with the Holy Spirit, that it made so much impression to your conscience and to your hearts that you have no question about whether it was from the Lord, yes or no. The Lord have used that people in this church and even in our days. I thought yesterday, if you read now the paper yesterday, about all those churches, different churches all here in town, and so many, they are talking in this morning hour about Dr. Martin Luther. And if you ask, you agree now in your heart with that doctor, with that fundament, the fundamentals of that man? No. But still, they talk about them because it was a work of the Lord, that the Lord has called that people and placed them there in the church to lay there open that true doctrine after all the darkness that the Catholic Church brought upon the church here below. And that now the Lord has used them as instruments, because we are in our days, we are thankful and we are glad that we can glorify the Lord for those gifts given in those people and in those men, because it is so clear that the Lord has used them. And for our generation, oh, it is so necessary to go back to Ledeboer, to Calvin, to Luther, to Augustine, to the apostles of Christ, and to the prophets who were sent by the Lord and who have revealed the word of God unto us. And we are assured that foundation, we can live and we can die with that. Oh, if I have time, I talk more about it, to lay it upon your conscience and your heart, and that the love for that true doctrine that cut off everything from men, and that glorified and exalted Christ only, and his righteousness and his work as that only foundation of our salvation. Oh, I will do it, but we have no time to explain it further this morning. Now, the question, are all men then, as they perish in Adam, saved by Christ? Now, the remonstrance and all those that follows them in our days that never say, would say that all people come in Adam. No. If you ask them that, then they say no.
But they said, Jesus Christ, by his death and sufferings, made an atonement for the sins of all mankind in general, and of every individual in particular. That is now the countenance of what the remonstrance always said. These men declare the Bible is more liberal. All mankind fell, and now all mankind can be saved. And then they have no another expression for us. They lay that on our plate to eat it. That Reformed doctrine is a heartless doctrine. And they said that the Lord is more gracious, they're righteous and justice. And now the trouble that is always with all the kind of people. You have that with Baptist people and with the Mennonites and Methodists and Remonstrants. They always take the Bible. And then they said, come, where we have text enough in the Bible to defend ourselves. One of the texts that they always come with, that is John 6, John 3, verse 16. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And then they said, what do you have against that now? Against that text? It is so clear. For God so loved the world. If we come with objections, then they always cast for our feet. Then they said, oh, that is awful with you people too. You have always something else to bring up. Then you said, we have to read it so, and we have to explain it so, and that is now the final meaning of that text. But I want that you now took all those texts literally, and that we find them in the Bible. We took them literally, always. But now that text in John 3, that speaks well of the world, but we have in the Bible texts speaking about the world, that it refers to the creation of the Lord, in Genesis 1. And we have also texts in the Bible about the word world, and then it refers to the world of the elect, in which even the entire creation is renewed. And that is now the matter in John 3, verse 16. That is not a text that speaks us about the world as a creation of the Lord, but the world of the elect. For that reason, finally, The Lord has created the world. It is all to his own honor, and it is to his own glory. Proverbs 16, verse 4, and Psalm 19, first part. And that the Lord has created the world, created men living in this world, that is now for the great purpose that the Lord shall confer them and bring them to Christ, that they are united with him and that they find in him all what they need for time and eternity. There is another text, they have so many texts, and it is not possible that we speak about all those texts in this morning. The time is too short. But they have another text, and that is 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Maybe there is people also in our midst. They said, here, come. All men to be saved. And that is now the will of God. Paul, he said, if you now took that text alone, yes, that you come then to that conclusion, you can imagine. But the text that is connected with other texts, and I was always taught from the beginning of my study by an old minister, and that man, he said, if you take a text, he said, you have to read the whole chapter. And to give your attention to the text you will find before that and afterwards in the back. Not to take some other text and to preach on that text. But you have always to be careful. And that is now with the text the same. If you now take it only, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? Then you said, yes. But that is not the meaning of the text. Paul, he said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honestly. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. Does all men in that text refers to all sorts of persons of which Paul speaks in the previous verses, for kings and for all that are in authority, as well as for ordinary subjects. In other words, the Lord excluded nobody. We have even an epistle of Paul, and then he said, he required there the congregation to also give his regards to those who are in the house of the Kaiser, the Emperor. Thus that is in clear proof that also at that time in the house of the Kaiser, there were converted people. The Lord have his people over the whole world. Oh, they blame us so many times. And then he said, oh, the people that is so narrow-minded, that really that thought that all only the people that comes in Christ's Street are coming here. Only that. Oh, no. You have never
her
that I said it. Never. Never.
I believe in a holy and a Catholic church. I believe it. And that the Lord has his people over the whole world. And that he gathers elect out of all the countries. And that they are all, that they are come together in the day of judgment. That they are sitting with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But that is only on that foundation that is laid in Christ Jesus, our mediator and our savior, as the only foundation of our salvation. And now that many said, are all men then as they perished in Adam, saved by Christ? No. Only those who are engrafted in him and receive all his benefits by a true faith. We sing the last stanza of 228. A sun and shield forever is God the Most High. The last stanza of 228. And now we conclude, therefore, after that we have heard that all the remonstrants and Armenians, that they take those texts and place them in a false light, not according to the word of God, we conclude, therefore, that not all men are saved, but only those who believe. Faith distinguishes those who are saved from those who are not. And accordingly, faith is absolutely necessary to salvation. And Paul, he said in Ephesians 2, verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith. True faith is therefore essential. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not, the Son shall not, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And that is what we have to take with us to our homes, the absolute necessity of that true saving faith for our heart. Luther, in his early days, and especially before that night
that he received the forgiveness of his sins, that men have an awful strife for himself. There was a time in his life that he could not believe that there was grace by the Lord for him. And then, once, for weeks and weeks, he has so much to do with that point of predestination and with election. And then he said to that old man Staupitz, Jan Staupitz, maybe I am not elected. And if I'm not elected, there is no hope for my poor soul. But then that old man, he said, my boy, I give you some advice in this matter. You must not seek the Lord in his everlasting counsel, but you have to seek the Lord in the wounds of Jesus Christ. And I think that expression, that is nice for us too. I said already in this morning, God's counsel from all eternity, that is firm. That is firm. Paul, he wrote to his son, Timothy, in 2 Timothy 2 verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And that foundation in God's counsel, we believe with our whole heart that it is unchangeable and that it is unmovable. We believe it. But we have nothing to do with that on our side. The revealed things are for us and for our children. And all those objections, and we have so many excuses in our life that we bring up time and again, I am not elected. I am not the chosen one. Maybe there is no grace for me. But oh, that are all things, they have no value. The revealed word and will of God, that is to seek him in our early days. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Before the evil days come, that they would say, I have no desire. But I tell you, and that is not only with you, but that is with me the same by nature. With all of us people, we never have time. We never. In the days of our youth, then the world promised so much to us. And then we think, oh, we will live in the world for a while. Afterwards, we will see what we will do. There come times enough later on, but then we are married. And then the business, what we have in our married life, we have to work hard most of the time to keep on our household. Yes, many people, that's not only working on the daytime. But in the night too, they need death. They need no time to seek the Lord in our married days. No time. And if we are old people, then there is no time to. Because then we have so much to do with our body. And then in the hospitals, they give us so much that we cannot think about our poor soul. And we have no time, but now is it the day of salvation. A mother, last Sunday she was in the church here to hear the word of God. And now tomorrow we hope to bury her. And she lay dead on the bed. And I think, oh, that is with men, of course. That is with men by nature. We have no thoughts about that. No. Because if they say that now to us, this coming night, you died on your bed. This is the last day that you are now standing on the pulpit. And the last day that you are sitting here in the church. Is it possible to believe it for us? No. No. I have no pain. I tell myself to help me. Oh no, and I am not so old. I shall not die. And that woman, she was 43 years old. And it is done. It is eternal. And whose stern shall it now be? Whose stern will it now be? Because there is again one that is following her in our congregation. We have no time, people. No time. And we have to prepare ourselves. As one minister said once, an hour before our death. And that other man, he said, when is that? He said, now, because we don't know whether we shall live over 1 hour. And to die, it is not so bad, people, if we are saved. And if we have a foundation in Christ and in his mediatorial work. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Look down upon us in thy beloved Son. And grant unto us that sovereign grace that abides with thy people for time and eternity. Look down upon all of us and give us something out of thy precious word for our soul's comfort and consolation. Give in this afternoon and in this evening hour interest to come up under the preaching and reading of thy holy word. And that we meet thee under the means of grace, Lord. Oh, give thy people a smile from thee, of thy face, and that thy people may be edified and be glad, and that sinners may be converted and be saved, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 128. The Lord willing, the first evening service and Friday evening Bible class and the Saturday evening confession class will be held as usual this week. Baptism will take place next Sunday evening. The sacrament of the Lord's Supper will be celebrated in the morning and afternoon service next Sunday. Your contribution for the school will be received at the second collection this evening and at each service next Sunday. The collection last Sunday for the inhabitants amounted to $339.88, for which we thank the congregation. Prayer was offered for the family of Mrs. Jan Mol Jr., who passed away Thursday morning. The funeral service will be held Monday at 1:30 at Van't Hof Chapel. Also for Mr. and Mrs. Jan Kemp, who were blessed with a baby boy. On the evening of October 7, one lady from Kalamazoo, she lost here in the basement of the church the coat. Another woman have taken her coat, and she have till this day not received her own coat back. I hope that that woman that take that coat with her, that they bring it back here, because that other that is here in the basement of the church. God is our refuge and our strength, and what follows. 128. Of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.